Welcome to Masechet Shabbos, Perek Chav Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 23, Mishnah 3. The Navi Yeshayahu teaches us about the day of Shabbos. He says, "V'chibadata me'asos terachecha, mimtzo cheftzecha v'daber davar." He says that a Shabbos, a person needs to conduct themselves differently, and particularly when it comes to the way that we speak. And this Mishnah will highlight certain areas where speech itself is prohibited, or certain types of speech on Shabbos are prohibited, even though they themselves are not a malacha, they're not a forbidden task, but they're connected to things on Shabbos that are prohibited. So the Mishnah says, "Lo yiskar adam po'elim b'Shabbos." A person cannot make up to hire workers on Shabbos. Obviously, they're not going to work for him on Shabbos. They're going to work for him after Shabbos, because that is prohibited because of midaber davar. "Lo yomar adam l'chaver." A person should not tell his friend on Shabbos, "Liskar lo po'elim," that his friend should hire on his behalf workers for after Shabbos. That's prohibited as well. Ein machshichin al hatchum, says the Mishnah. We know the halacha is that a person is not allowed to go on Shabbos more than 2,000 amos outside the city, somewhere between 3,500 and 4,000 feet outside the city. So let's say a person decides, you know what, right after Shabbos, I have to take care of something, so I'm going to walk on Shabbos till the limit of where I'm able to go to, and then the moment that Shabbos is over, I can proceed further. And I can start my journey or to do whatever I have to do. As the Mishnah says, "Liskar po'elim," maybe he needs to go hire workers, "ulahavi peros," or to bring fruit from his orchard. The halacha is that that's prohibited on Shabbos, because he himself was not allowed to hire these workers. He was not allowed to harvest the fruit or regather the fruit or bring it in on Shabbos. Therefore, he's not allowed to do this on Shabbos, where he starts walking all the way to that spot to enable himself to do it immediately after Shabbos. Aval, says the Mishnah, however, Machshich, the fellow is permitted to walk all the way till the edge of the tchum, lishmar, in order to leave the moment the Shabbos is over to guard his fruit, because that would be something that's permitted on Shabbos. He's not doing anything wrong by standing in his orchard, making sure that no one that's not supposed to come in comes in. Or maybe peros biyado, and then when he returns to his home later, he's even allowed to bring fruit with him, because his intention wasn't for that. His intention was to guard them. Klalam Rabashal. Abishol puts this into a general rule. Kol shani zakai ba'amiraso. Anything that I am permitted to say to somebody else that they should do it on Matzah Shabbos, we'll see in the next Mishnah some of those, or anything that a person is permitted to do on Shabbos, Rashayani lahachshiv alav, I'm permitted as well to go to the limit on Shabbos and wait till it gets dark and do it. Let's see one more Mishnah Dalet. Says the Mishnah, Machshichin alatchum, one may wait at the limit on Shabbos, lefakeach aliske kala, to take care of matters related for a kala, for a bride, so that she can get married, valiske hames, or to take care of things that are needed to bury a dead person. For example, a havi lo arum v'tachrichin, to get burial shrouds, or to get a coffin. And these are all considered asik of mitzvah, they're all considered mitzvah matters, and therefore it is permitted. Goy shehevi chalilim b'Shabbos. A non-Jew that brought for a Jew on Shabbos, chalilin were flutes, and they would use flutes in those days for eulogies. Lo yisbar b'han Yisrael, then it's prohibited for a Jewish person to use them on Matzah Shabbos to eulogize a dead person. Elin came bo'mi makom karov, unless they came from somewhere that's within the tchum, within the limit of where a person is able to go to. But if he knows that it came from a more distant place, then the halacha is he is not allowed to use it immediately, and he has to wait after Shabbos the amount of time that it would take to bring it from that particular place. Asul arum, let's say the non-Jews made a casket specifically for a dead person that died on Shabbos, v'chafru lo kever, or they dug a grave for that person, yikaver bo yisro, one may make, I'm sorry, asul arum means that if the non-Jews made a casket for a non-Jew, or dug a grave for a non-Jew on Shabbos, yikaver bo yisro, it is permitted to bury a Jewish person in it, but if they dug it specifically for the Jewish fellow on Shabbos, lo yikaver bo lamas, it is prohibited for the person to ever be buried in that particular grave. The commentaries point out that if this was not done publicly, one individual did it, he didn't tell anyone he was doing it for, then it is permitted to use that grave, but they would have to wait on after Shabbos the amount of time that it actually takes to dig a grave before they were able to bury that person there. Wishing you a wonderful day and a great upcoming week.